Diabetes Insights, Breakthroughs and Innovators. The EASD TV podcast from the annual meeting of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes.
Welcome back to EASD TV. Now, I stalk the halls of this Congress, and sometimes there are things that I discover that I think you have to know about. So, with no apologies whatsoever, because I know you're going to be as fascinated as I am, can I introduce you to Guy Fagarazzi and Abir Albeji from the Institute of Health in Luxembourg. So, you are a diabetes epidemiologist, but you are one of those special people who work in AI. And their cunning plan is to detect, to screen for diabetes, type 2 diabetes, using voice. How cool is that? So, how did this start, Guy?
Well, a few years ago, with the COVID-19 pandemic, we decided to work on voice to find new and easy non-invasive ways to detect health parameters, to monitor health in various chronic conditions, not just COVID-19. And my main interest, of course, is diabetes since ever. So we decided to see how voice is impacted by diabetes. And actually, that's exactly the case. People with diabetes, type 1 and type 2, they have a different voice signature compared to the general population. So this was the starting point to see how we can use voice to maybe develop a digital health solution for screening for type 2 diabetes with just a few seconds of voice recordings.
So that's fascinating because we already know that you can use voice at an early stage to detect Parkinson's, but diabetes seems a stretch. So why do people's voices change? And can we hear those changes in voice, or are they undetectable to the human ear?
Indeed, you're absolutely right. 30 years ago, Parkinson's disease were already using voice to see how the progression of the disease was happening. They were calling patients over the landline phone to see how the voice has changed since the last appointment. This technology now is much more advanced, and we have means to detect very subtle changes. And this is what happens with diabetes. It's a combination of many factors that, when they are put together, they indicate a difference in the voice parameters. You cannot detect it with the human ears, for instance. It's too subtle. But now, with the signal processing techniques we have and the AI we can use, this is now something that is feasible.
Okay, so Bea, your supervisor comes along and says, I've got this idea. I want to detect diabetes using the voice. And what did you say to him?
It was quite challenging, actually, at first.
She said, are you mad?
yes, kind of. But I found it, I love challenges, so I was really into doing it. It was, really hard to find these vocal changes. As we said, it's not heard by human voice, so it's really difficult to extract the meaningful feature characteristics or changes that can occur in voice for type 2 diabetes. But with the enhancement of AI algorithms and the deep learning, it's getting easier. And of course, by understanding more the disease itself that is complicating, that is coming along with a lot of risk factors and comorbidities like hypertension, migraine, fatigue, etc., these are the things that are creating these unique vocal characteristic in people with type 2 diabetes.
And of course, the thing that we should acknowledge straight away is that the way we diagnose type 2 at the moment is either invasive, because you're looking for a blood test, yeah, or somebody comes along and complains of symptoms. And thus it is that 50% of people remain undiagnosed. So you could see this being used in very widely.
Yeah, let's make this very clear. With voice alone, it will never be a diagnostic
tool.
No,
it's a screening test.
It will be a screening, and that's very important because with the 50% of undiagnosed cases right now that we can see at the worldwide scale, if we have a voice-based solution to screen, we can deploy it at scale worldwide on everyone's smartphone, and this will play a major role to identified at-risk individuals of type 2. And then maybe we will have a very clear diagnosis in a second line. But the first line could be voice-based, and this could be a game changer if this technology is validated.
And the interesting thing is we're recording this on a day when Apple released their new iOS 103, whatever it is. Yep. And the AirPods now have a hearing test included. So this is really a trend that you're picking up on. And you've already done some proof of concept. Tell me about that.
We are working with signals, basically. Voice is the sound signal, but we could work with any other forms of signals you can process. And Apple, as you said, they are working with this new hearing system that they can integrate in their devices. But this is exactly what we want to do. With voice, we have this first proof of concept now. We will have to replicate in other population because the study we are presenting right now is just in the US. But as soon as we will have more evidence, we will have to integrate it into a smartphone application or a medical device that we can then deploy to the market. That's the end game for us.
Okay, now hit me with the results. So you looked at how many people in the US?
607 participants from Cola Voice.
Half with diabetes, half without diabetes.
Exactly.
But you didn't know which, obviously. And they had to read a set text. And what were the results?
All right, so half of them has had type 2 diabetes, they have a confirmed diagnosis. Half of them were the same age, the same gender, but without diabetes. And we have the same voice recordings for both groups. And just with extracting characteristics from their voice, we managed to predict if they were from this group or that group. And this is how we think that in the long run, we could detect or deploy a voice-based screening solution.
And how often did you get it right?
Say again, sorry?
How often did you get it right?
We get it right, I think, 75% of the time. And that means there is this 25% of errors. But this is exactly as good as the questionnaires that are used right now for screening solution in the real world. So just a few seconds of voice recording is much more easier, less biased than a questionnaire. So this is why we think this non-invasive technology could be a real game changer.
I think it's fabulous. So Guillain-Habir, carry on with it. And we look forward to hearing from you next year at EASD with even more spectacular results. So you had it here first on EASD TV.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes. We hope you enjoyed today's insights. If you did, go ahead and hit subscribe and you'll always stay up to date with the latest in diabetes research and discoveries. And if you'd like to dive deeper, you can find plenty more information at EASD.org.